Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 23rd of February 2016, and this is the 310th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's really, really hot here in Tasmania today. A very good washing and drying, mainly drying day, and all my sheets and almost all my clothes are on the line at the moment, billowing in a good breeze. Sorry, they're drying and so is my throat. I'm sorry, I need another cup of tea. I had to abort the last podcast trial because I was coughing. Just a moment. I hope that frog has gone for the moment, but perhaps it hasn't. I'm just going to pause. Sorry about that. I hope we can resume and I won't have to interrupt anymore. In spite of it being really hot today, I had to walk into town in the middle of the day when it was really at its hottest. Well, it was probably about 32 degrees, and it was to have my hair cut, and it was my own fault that it was today, because I'd got so involved in my writing last Monday that I had forgotten I had a hair appointment. And my hairdresser comes in specially on Monday to cut my hair, so it was a real favour that she went in, and then I missed the appointment. So I felt really ashamed of myself, and I would have gone down there at midnight if she'd asked me to. So it felt like a small sacrifice to walk in the heat. But the actual salon itself is also really hot. It's kind of got one wall of glass and it's not very big. And so by the time she had finished my haircut, I was dripping really with sweat, and lots of hairs were adhering to me. I was more mole-like than I usually am when I'd finished, and I can still sort of feel the prickles of hair on my neck. But it's nice to be shortened again. I was feeling a bit unruly, so it was good, and she was very forgiving of my lapse last week. And it was so unusual for me to get so lost in my writing that I would forget an appointment. I'm usually very good at keeping appointments. The reason was nice, but it was not a good thing to do. And I think one of the ways of avoiding doing something like that while still engaging in what one is doing is to just check a diary, whatever, in the morning to see what's on. I think when something's on a Monday, I sometimes just go into whatever I think I might be doing first, and I don't check to see what other commitments there might be that day. So that's something that I feel as if I'm learning, and it really is also about creating time around things, which I was mentioning yesterday, this idea of having a space around the things that we do. And this has come home to me, particularly with the last week or so, where I've had several internet glitches, and a lot of you have received emails that I hadn't intended to go out with the MailChimp picking things out. I'm just learning a new system, and it's new to me, so it's taking me probably maybe three times as long as it did before, and I've been not leaving myself that much longer to do them, and so I've been doing not the podcast itself, but the uploading and sending out. I've been doing under a bit of time pressure, and I think that's not a good thing to do. because it just leads to mistakes, which make more to take more time to mend, and also are irritating for other people. So today I have left a bit longer, and I hope that I've left long enough to do it. But if I don't send the podcast out when I usually do, it's because I'm taking more time to make sure it's uploaded properly. So it was not the poor MailChimp's fault yesterday. It was my not ticking a box that I needed to tick. So more space around things. I feel as if I need to have that engraved on my forehead. I do hope that whatever projects you're working on, that you are able to create space around them. Give yourself time to contemplate them and contemplate your life in a way that allows it to unfold without unnecessary drama. I do hope that that it's been working well for you today, that you feel as if you have engaged well with your day. And thank you very, very much for listening again today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.